Good morning on 840 KTIC. I'm Chad Moyer, and it's Friday. That means it's time for our market recap with Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, as we update markets. Now, Roy, before we went on the air here, you and I kind of had to chide each other that last week we were both in Phoenix, Arizona, both for Commodity Classic, and we missed each other, so we didn't get a market report on him. Sorry about that, man.
We did. Well, that's the kind of thing that happens, you know. 7,800 people in one room, and maybe not one room, but in one small area, and you don't talk to everybody, that's for sure.
No doubt about it, but I would say it was certainly a good conference, a record attendance for growers and overall. And what did you think of the Commodity Classic this year?
Well, it was a good meeting. The one disappointment was that our motel was clear out by the airport, and it was about a 20 or 25 minute ride in there, so we kind of had to plan ahead and make sure that we knew where we were at in terms of the time constraints. But given the fact that it was such a big meeting, I thought things went relatively smoothly. And I go there to visit with other farmers. I'm not really excited about the new machinery and things like that. But boy, for anybody who is interested in the markets, anybody who is interested in maybe some new innovations like cover crops and drones and things like that, boy, it was all there. I mean, that's a huge trade show. Probably take you 2 hours just to walk around the thing.
Yeah, let alone stop and talk to anybody. But yeah, like you said, it was certainly a good show, and looking forward to next year. Next year, I guess it's going to be in New Orleans, so that'll be a good thing there. Let's update the markets here this morning, especially soybeans. The calendar turned to March, and all of a sudden the bottom dropped out.
It did. It was pretty disappointing. I was hoping that we could at least extend that rally into today, but it certainly didn't happen. And one of my rules is never sell beans in February, but you'd have been wanting to sell beans in February, and you might have got in one day ahead of the crowd. Why, that was a pretty good trade, but I'm certainly hoping that the fundamentals haven't changed any and the psychology hasn't changed, and that we'll get a chance to bounce back up there and get some more sales made. This is the time of the year to be making plans for forward pricing new crop and getting rid of the last of the old crop. And boy, the market this week just didn't give you much chance to do that.
Yeah, and I was going to say, this is kind of the time of year where the world markets kind of shift towards that South American crop, and the blockade, at least for now, seems to be lifted, and beans are as moving as freely as they can. And so, kind of like you said, what should we be looking at for new crop? What are should we start some forward pricing ideas, or just kind of getting a feel of the market now?
Well, normally we look at April and May as the time to be making forward pricing sales, and I'm not opposed to making some any time after about the 1st of March. This spring rally that we usually get in the soybean market has a history of sometimes the biggest part of it comes in the first 3 weeks or first 4 weeks, and maybe this year the first part of it came in the end of February. I certainly hope not, but it is a possibility. And if you're wanting to forward price some new crop beans, I sure wouldn't let this week discourage Matt either. Try to get some done regardless of the price, or try to wait and see if we can't get a retracement back, halfway back to where we were a week or so ago.
All right, just as we kind of wrap up, what are the keys to be watching for, maybe on both corn and soybeans?
Well, you still want to watch the basis. That's always a big part of it, and look for any kind of rally to be making some sales. We have, I guess I'd say, April, May, June, and maybe a little bit of July. That's a normal seasonal price pattern, but nothing wrong with fading the crop a little bit and getting it in ahead. I'm not predicting that we've seen the bottom, that we've seen the high, but boy, it makes you nervous when the market's like four straight days lower like it's been this week.
For folks that want more information from you, Roy, how can they get it?
Roy at soyroy.com. is my email address, soyroy.com, my website.
All right, very good. Thanks for the information. We'll talk to you again next week, okay?
I'll be looking forward to it.
Absolutely. Thank you much. Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, as we update markets every Friday morning, except when we're at Commodity Classic, right here on 840 KTIC, Chad Moyer reporting.